Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Man, I want some new... No, I need some new music.
Hello, Jim and Patrick and Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson calling in with my January new music picks. My first choice is from that prolific London soul band, Salt, who just released their 13th album in 7 years called Chapter One. The band, as usual, is fairly anonymous except for the producer, Inflow, and one of the vocalists, Cleo Soul, who sings on many of the tracks. On this album, they also give production and musical credits to Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam, which is, I think, the first time they've collaborated with Salt. As always, the music is great. This album features taut, psychedelic soul with flourishes of strings in many of the songs. But what's remarkable about the song is how topical it is, with themes of defiance and spirituality in the face of oppression, which is highly applicable to what's going on in Minneapolis right now. The themes on this album and how they seem to capture the spirit of what's going on in the Twin Cities is highly reminiscent of their 2020 release, Rise, which spoke about Black identity and spoke out against police brutality, and it came out in the wake of the George Floyd murders and was used as, I think, a protest album during that time. I think Chapter One can be the protest album for this these events in Minneapolis right now, with song titles like Protect Me From My Enemies, Good Things Will Come After the Pressure, Love Does Not Equal Pain, and Don't Worry About What You Can't Control. It's a protest album filled with spirit but also hope, and that's why it has really struck a chord with me. The song I'd like to feature is called Create Your Prophecy. Second choice for January new music picks comes from Joe Glass from Chicago and his second release called Snake Words. Joe is part of the Hello Gallo group, which features a lot of up-and-coming young musicians from the Windy City, and he plays bass for Sharp Pins. His first album caught the attention of Kai Slater, so he was recruited for the touring band, and his second release was put out on the Hello Gallo label. Like Sharp Pins, Snake Words features a lot of lo-fi, power pop, and garage rock that is very infectious and enjoyable. The song I'd like to feature is called New Pose. Well, those are my January new music picks. As always, I encourage you to tune in to my show, Midlife Crisis, which airs Thursdays at 4 Eastern on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, and make sure you catch all the other DJs on the station. And make sure you keep listening to Rockin' the Suburbs podcast and keep discovering new music. Thanks a lot.
Greetings, Jim and Patrick, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Kevin Porter calling from just outside of Baltimore with my picks for best song and album for the month of January. My song of the month comes from Witch Post and is called Worry Angel. It'll appear on their EP Butterfly that's coming out on March 20th. Witch Post is a duo of Alaska Reed from Montana and Dylan Frazier of Scotland. They both had successful solo careers and were mutual admirers of each other. And they decided to have a writing session in London, and out of that came the band Witch Post. The song Worry Angel could have come from a 1990s alt-rock album, and that's just fine with me. I'm looking forward to hearing more from this band.
Something I can hold.
Why do you worry, angel? Every day there's a weight on my chest. I clean the house, break a glass, anchor spirits for soda blood.
My album of the month comes from a Rockin' the Suburbs favorite, previously known as Young Gov, but now known as Gov. And the album is called Warmer Than Gold. Gov is Ben Cook, and he makes wonderful power pop. But for this record, he mixes his wonderful power pop with some shoegaze and some Britpop, and it's a real interesting mix. I suggest playing the opening track, Let Your Hands Go. That's it for me. I look forward to hearing what the other members of the Rockin' the Suburbs community have to contribute. And I hope everyone has a great month of February. Thanks and take care.
Good things will come after the pressure.